The year was 1916, and a nice couple there in Medford, Oregon, became the proud parents of a bouncing baby boy. They decided they'd call him Wes. The little fellow would, of course, grow into a farm boy. I guess he was pretty young when he started thinking about sports, and probably the only thing more fun than thinking about it was actually playing. But there in Medford in the 1920s, there wasn't a lot of opportunity for a young man interested in ball. Wes and boys of that time and place had to make do playing with inadequate and sometimes homemade equipment. At some point, I can't help but imagine Wes must have had the dream that most young boys have, playing ball in the big leagues. Of course, for Wes, like most young boys, that dream never came to fruition. Fast forward this story some 80 or so years to about 2002. The bouncing baby boy of Pioneer stock who grew up on the dream, yeah, the same dream most of us young boys had of playing big league ball, was now an old, old man. He still lived there all alone on the farm where he grew up. He seemed like a different type of fellow to most folks. He seemed as if he was from another time, another place. Wes had never actually really bothered to get indoor plumbing for the old farmhouse. An outhouse seemed to work just fine for him. He cooked on an old wood-fired cook stove. He did finally, a few years ago, get electricity, but only one line. He used it for power for a deep freeze where he kept the fish he caught. He pumped his water by hand and carried it from an outdoor well. He washed his clothes on a washboard. He dressed old-fashioned, he talked old-fashioned, and he lived old-fashioned. Because he was so different from what most of us know today, people just thought him to be weird. They conjured up images of him as an old hermit. To kids, he was considered a nasty old man. Gossip abounded about Wes. Of course, the big story was, among the kids, "Stay away from crazy old Wes. He hates kids." Nobody ever thought to look into Wes's past to find out about his love of sports. All people could do was repeat the gossip. "Stay away from stingy old Wes. He hates kids." Old Wes died in 2003. He had denied himself of many common amenities his whole life. Folks said it was because he was a stingy tightwad, a tightwad who hated kids. But all those years he had been scrimping and saving so that when he died, his farm and his estate, valued in the millions, could be turned into a sports complex for kids. A sports complex where kids would have adequate equipment, and maybe, just maybe, there would be one kid who could dream the dream and actually have the dream come true. Even after Wes's death and the incredible gift he left for the children of Medford, people just didn't get it. Why would a guy who hated kids so much do all this? Even the headlines in the local papers after his death reputed him as a man who didn't like kids, who left millions for a sports park for kids. That's a shame. Folks will believe gossip before they believe evidence. Wes Howard obviously loved children so much that he did without his entire life so he could give them the thing he always wanted and couldn't have, the chance at seeing a dream come true. I'm the American Storyteller.